Welcome to Front Row Geeks.
Downloaded all of Audacity's on there. I had, you know, everything was on it. I just got that. That came in FedEx 3 hours ago.
Yeah, that came really fast. You said yesterday that it was on its way.
Yeah, and then boom, today it's like, here you go. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's nice that they take fucking up your order seriously.
Yeah.
Not like Microsoft.
Yeah, fuck Microsoft.
We love Microsoft here.
No, we don't. We hate Microsoft. Microsoft is an asshole.
Oh, come on. They're nice people.
No. Their techs are stupid. They're... it's so infuriating. Every time they come out with a new fucking update, it makes my computer even worse. My computer... I'm watching a video last night.
Mm-hmm.
Shut down Chrome for no fucking reason.
I don't have these problems.
I reopened it. It shut down again. And then he saw...
I'm sure it is. If it isn't, I will apologize.
All right. We'll borrow that. I'll replace it.
I was in Evernote yesterday, and I opened up a recipe. Like, 30 seconds later, it went to another tab for some reason. I did not touch the computer. I did not click on it. He saw it. I recalibrated the stupid thing. Still...
I reiterate what I told you last night. I feel like you might be the one that's cursed.
Fucking hate this piece of
like,
shit.
Like, if... You know, this would help if you were Christian, because I would have told you to go, like, get holy water or something.
An exorcism.
Well, I mean, if you have to be Catholic, too, that's, like, a whole nother level. You know, you probably have to go to confession, too. Like, something to get cleaned of your curse. That this technological curse that you have. I mean, I can do lay on hands if you're okay with that. No, so anytime, just ask. Like,
what did you say?
I can do lay on hands. That's what it's called.
I know a good amount of older Latina women that can, you know, do their whole like.
I can look up saints that have to do with technology, though that might be too soon. It might be another 40 or 50 years before we have technologically advanced saints. I could be a technologically advanced saint one day.
What? Technologically. What?
I don't know. I could die and end up being canonized as a saint of computers or something. You don't know.
I doubt it.
What would be your miracle? Kelsey. You have to do at least two miracles, right?
I could fix your computer.
That, sir, is a miracle.
Welcome to FRG Weekly. Well, no, we're not that anymore, are we? We're just... Welcome to Front Row Geeks, the podcast, episode 45.
Da-da-da-da-da.
I gotta not say the weekly part anymore, because that's... I'm not doing that anymore. Just whenever there's a podcast episode, this is what it is.
When did you do with the weekly thing?
It's
last week.
Yeah, last week.
Bungie did away with the Bungie weekly update.
Well, you see, that Front Row Geeks is trendy. We follow Bungie. That's what we do.
Why would you follow Bungie?
They make a lot of money.
Well, yeah.
Well, and... I'm not saying money is everything, but...
I don't think we should trend after them too hard, because their CEO just got fired.
Hi. I am Baron5X, maybe the boss.
Maybe the boss?
I have trail mix in my mouth, but I'm Kelsey Hate, or Lady Haterade. Wow. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I'm just going to let that go.
There's a lot of stuff that could be going on here.
Hey, I donated platelets today. I'll blame it on the loss of platelets.
All right.
Fine.
This is Will Kage Palazzo here.
This is Ross.
Hi, Ross.
Hi, Ross.
Thank you.
Shopping.
You're Captain Fish.
Are you?
Fish?
Fishburne.
Oh, fish.
Mm. You know what? I don't know why that immediately made me think of this, but you calling him Captain Fish, it immediately reminded me that the Ghostbusters Lego set came out, or is coming out soon, and they have Chris Hemsworth's character in there.
Yes.
Nice.
And they potentially spoiled that he might get possessed at some point in the movie.
Oh. Well, that's Lego sets for you. They spoiled. They were kind of... Deadpool's kind of making fun of that. Like, it's like, Ryan Reynolds posted on Twitter, something like that. Damn, Lego spoiling the Deadpool movie, and it was like an astronaut in like a hot air balloon. Deadpool is riding a unicorn, chasing a squid, riding a shark, or something like that.
Wait, that was a video that came out? I don't know why I missed that.
It wasn't a video. It was a fake Lego set that they posted.
Oh, I don't know about you, but I would totally buy Lego Dimensions if there was a Deadpool set. I don't know about you.
Is Deadpool going to be in Xfinity? Like, right?
I just asked that. Probably not. I don't think Disney owns Deadpool.
No, but no, there's a Spider-Man in there.
Yeah, but they have a deal with Sony.
Yeah, but Spider-Man was in there before that deal.
Wait, are you talking about the Disney Infinity thing?
Yeah. Did I say Xfinity? That's like the Comcast thing. I'm sorry. Yeah, Disney Infinity.
Disney Infinity. Okay, I'm
tracking that. There's different rights in there, I think, somewhere. Like, because there's like combinations, like X-Men are in there.
I can't remember if they're... No, you're right. They can use like...
They can use Deadpool, yeah.
Because they have... I think they have X-Men characters in there too.
As long as they're not... I don't think it's... As long as they don't look like their movie counterparts, probably.
Which I think is also untrue because they totally look like their movie counterparts.
More like the movie. They look like their movie counterparts, and that the movie counterparts look like the comic
book. I guess, but I mean, like the only exception to that is probably Wolverine, because we all like to see him animated in his like spandex stuff, but almost never works out for that in like the live action stuff. Like, there is no like animated X-Men Wolverine costume that's being worn by. What's his name? Oh, God.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman, thank you. No, I'm pretty sure a lot of people would wish for that. I'm sure he would highlight some of his best features.
I'm sure he would. Spandex does that.
Well, it also highlights bad features.
So, anyway, everybody.
Actually, I don't think they do have X-Men characters.
They don't?
No. They have, like, Spider-Man and Venom.
You lied to me!
They have, like, Spider-Man and Venom, but I don't see anything else.
That's really weird. I thought that would have been
Well, they're... Disney's kind of having a spat with Fox where they're real... Like, in the comics, they're really shitting on, like, X-Men and Fantastic Four characters.
Yeah,
they killed off the Fantastic Four.
They don't want to give Fox any publicity for their movies.
That's really stupid.
Maybe, but I'm totally on board with them doing that. Because I want Fox not to have those anymore. Like, no more.
No
more. No more. Especially after the last Fantastic Four movie. Like,
didn't watch it, because I heard it was so awful that it didn't bother you to see it in the movies.
So that's why it's okay if they end up losing it.
Exactly.
But it's just stupid that they do that.
Well, what's weird is Marvel doesn't really want them back. They just don't want them to do good.
But that's because then they will do bad and then get them back.
No. They don't want them back. They don't want X-Men Fantastic Four back. They don't want the licenses back.
Well, why don't you come to that conclusion?
It's because with the rights for X-Men and Fantastic Four being in a different... It's the same way as Spider-Man. Since the licenses for those are in a different studio, they don't have to worry about... They don't have to put a dime into making a Spider-Man or an X-Men movie. Someone else is making those, so they have time and resources to make, you know, a talking raccoon and Ant-Man. They can, like, develop all these other smaller properties so that the comic sales for those go up.
Because
they're already going to sell X-Men and Fantastic Four and Spider-Man comics. They're going to sell those all day. It's these other smaller properties that they're trying to raise up. They just don't want the movies to do well because they're competing with their own in-house movies.
I heard that Marvel actually recently just got Fantastic Four back, though.
What?
No, that
was the point of the last Fantastic Four movie that Fox made was to renew their. Their stipulation was they have to produce a movie every certain amount of time, and so the Fantastic Four movie was just them cranking that out real quick so they can retain their license.
That's why I thought that lent credibility to the fact that Marvel is like not giving spotlight to X-Men and the Fantastic Four. Is that one day, in some not hopefully not too far future, those studios will go, okay, you can have it back. We're done. We're not going to waste money on this anymore.
Maybe,
but that's...
Marvel's not done doing their... Like, Doctor Strange and Miss Marvel and stuff.
We're going to take a quick break. And we're back. Okay, I just had to mess with the settings on the microphone here real bit, and I had to stop recording to do that, apparently. Okay, well...
Crazy, 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 that's what I say.
So this is going to be now a lot more clear, and all the audio files will stop yelling at me. Okay, so here's a topic I wanted to bring up with you guys today. And I think this is kind of a general topic. I'm going to bring it up in the form of a video game, but I think we've seen this topic come up in other formats. I'm talking about delays. Mm-hmm. Recently, there's this game called Mighty No. 9, which is famous because it's by the creator who made Mega Man, and Mega Man is a big deal. Anyone in the room doesn't know what Mega Man is?
Okay. So that robot that's blue, right?
Is he like that Halo guy?
Yeah, like that guy.
It's the Halo guy.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Except instead of a gun, like external from him, his gun is his arm.
Okay.
Same
no
thing.
Way.
Though.
No way. The picture art in the first few games show that it is a gun.
Never mind. You're right.
He's a cop wearing a strange helmet and a gun.
Oh. And it's instead of Cortana, it's a red dog, robot dog.
Oh, okay. I'm tracking now.
Okay, good. As long as there's understanding there.
I think we totally understand.
So, I bring that up because apparently, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, it was reported that they delayed the release of this game. And this was a Kickstarter, actually. So this game started as a Kickstarter by the guy who made it, this classic game. And now, for the third time since the Kickstarter ended, it's been delayed. And like the internet does, ooh, I can't get my thing. It's not coming in time. I'm going to get angry. And that's kind of what happened. I'm not sure the backlash was that huge for this game, and probably for the best. But it was like it was still like you know on Facebook there's like those highlight news feeds that was trending on like on my news feed of trending Mighty No. 9 is delayed. I'm going, really? Is it big, that big of a deal? I ask that because when things are delayed, I am never upset because I prefer it be delayed and someone does a good job on it later. Than if for it to be a rush job and we get Assassin's Creed games.
Oh man.
So
yearly titles, gross.
So just to give it a different perspective, just in the last couple of months, well actually what am I saying a couple of months? It's only been out for 2 months.
Know.
Star Wars Episode 8 got delayed by about half a year.
What?
Oh, you didn't know about that?
Well,
one?
No. That was inevitable.
Why do you think that is?
Because they released Episode 7 in December, and 8 was originally slated for like May or June or something like that
of next year.
Yeah, or no, not next year. In 2017.
Yeah, well, that's why I said next year, 17.
Oh yeah, sorry.
2016.
but like, they made like an insane amount of money releasing it for like the holidays, so they want it to be a holiday movie, like Episode 7 was.
Okay.
So. I think.
Seriously, I still think they could have made a lot of money doing it on May 4th.
Yeah, that's a major
missed
opportunity.
Think they could have capitalized on that.
You're
so
talking about
much.
Rogue One, right?
No, we're talking about Episode 8.
No, Rogue One is, comes out like in May, but not on the 4th. It's like May 9th or something like that, isn't it?
Oh, are they almost done with that one?
Heffley's not here, so I'll look it up and he won't yell at me.
Like releasing a movie on May 4th for Star Wars would be
that would
awesome.
Make sense, but I don't know like what the deal is with, because they always come out on like Fridays. I don't know how strict that is that a studio release a movie on a
Star Wars and Disney day. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, they probably could. They could probably do like a premiere on May 4th. That would be cool.
And then
have the general release on a Friday. I think the reason why they do it on a Friday is because they're trying to get the weekend sales numbers.
So according to this website, I gotta check the date on it before I say anything though. 2 weeks ago. Okay. So according to this, Rogue One comes out, is scheduled to come out December 16th, 2016.
Oh, that one's December 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
Episode 8 is gonna then be a year later. Oh, no! Stop!
Oh, what are you doing? Stop it! Stop!
Commercials!
Just move your computer.
I don't know if lowering the volume will affect any of our recordings. I didn't do that.
Okay.
And then May 25th, 2018, Han Solo flick. I can't even say that fast. And then that's really it about specifics. So Star Wars, there's going to be a Star Wars movie at the end of this year. It'll just be Rogue One. And after that, it'll be the following December. So it's 2 years out as opposed to 18 months out.
I think I can wait for the delay. I'm not too rustled about that.
I'm just an impatient person.
So I guess I should ask you, when you hear that something that you've been waiting for is delayed, does that trouble you?
Well, since it's so far out, not that really. Like, but if it was like 2 weeks up into the point, and then they're like, oh, we're going to delay it another 6 months, then yeah, I'd be pretty irritated.
Yeah, most people won't even realize that it was delayed.
Yeah.
Except the internet for a week, because it was out all over the net. Oh my god, Star Wars is delayed! No!
Not a big deal, I don't think. Go back to the Mighty Number 9 thing. There's another game that's in the exact same boat.
Which one? I don't know.
Star Citizen? Have you heard of that?
No.
That game also started on Kickstarter or some crowdfunding thing and they're like over $100 million or something like that as far as crowdfunding goes. And they've broken every deadline that they've ever set. Like, that game was supposed to be out mid last year. And it's just now, like, closed out. Alpha is just now coming out. And people have funded that game like thousands of dollars. Because, like, wow. there's, you buy, like, the way that they fund now is there's, the premise behind the game is it's like a sandbox game, kind of like a space sim, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you buy your ship and you go and have your adventures or whatever.
I do remember hearing about this myself, yeah.
And normally in the game, obviously, you would buy your ship with in-game money, but now you can, to like help fund, you can buy ships now and have them ready for whenever the game comes out. And people, and these ships are like, the cheapest one is like $40. This one ship, like just to start. 40
real bucks, by the way.
40 real American dollars.
Give me the perspective. What's more on the higher end? What are we talking about higher end?
Thousands of dollars.
So $40 doesn't sound so bad when you say $1,000 for other ships, though. But I guess I don't know what that means in-game work-wise, too.
I don't know. They say that any ship that you can buy, pay real money for, you can buy and get in game through time. But I have to imagine that's
ridiculous.
Yeah, a retarded amount of work. So like the starter ship is like a little single seat ship that gets you by. It's like a shuttle basically, and then like the higher end ships are like multi crew. Like, you have, like, a crew of 6 or 7 people, at least.
Starship Enterprise.
Yeah, then you get, like, not quite capital ships, but, like, frigates, basically. And,
I likes me a frigates.
And people have really dropped, like, thousands of dollars in this game. And it barely hasn't even released yet. Just the alpha.
I'm sitting on a couple of Kickstarters that haven't gotten to me yet. One's up for a laser sword game. With, like, a foam laser sword. Sabertron. It's really cool looking. But it's a year late. Like a year and 3 months late. They promised it's going to be this quarter sometime, so, you know. And then there's this phone called the V-Squared that's supposed to be out in November. It's going to be out. They say it's going to be out in the first quarter this year. But I'm patient, so it's like, okay, you know, whatever, however long it takes. And I just read through Twitter once in a while, and there's people going, you guys promised it'd be out in November. It's November 2. Where is it? Da-da-da.
Wow.
It's like I can't believe this. Your phone's even not even that good, and you read the specs, like, yeah, it's still pretty good. And I don't know what you're saying, but like now the people who feel the power of the delay are like, now I'm gonna nitpick, and like, and they've made it clear that they can get a refund. So like, I don't understand why the Twitter rants happen. It's like, if you don't like it, just get your money back and walk away.
Delays are a horrible, horrible thing for a community. They just, it'll erode the goodwill of a community
very quickly.
Yes.
But I think I guess the question I would have is then, like, as a community member of these things, I am not bothered by delay. I just rather they do what they ever. If it,
you're the silent minority, then.
Yeah, because yeah, I know, especially because I know at any time I can go, if I don't feel like waiting anymore, I'm just going to get my money back. Like, if they told me that I could not do that, I would be very upset. But because I know that I can still get my money back any time because they still haven't given me what they promised, I feel like it's just a matter of deciding, how long do I want to wait for this? Do I need that money right now? And if I don't feel like waiting anymore, can I just get my money back? Which is, the answer's usually been yes. So, like,
are you familiar with the term vaporware?
And that's fine. I guess the only other scare would be if a company runs out of money and can't get your money back. I guess that's part of the gamble. But in reality, I guess that's also kind of part of the gamble of getting involved with Kickstarters anyway. So maybe that's where I guess I have a lot of understanding there.
Is there any guarantees when you invest in a Kickstarter campaign?
I'm Imagine no. How could you guarantee that?
I don't know. I've never invested in anything Kickstarter, so I don't really know what kind of...
Yeah, I've not done anything like that either.
I haven't.
It's a gamble.
It sounds too much of a gamble to me.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It really is a gamble. I mean,
but you got those cool headphones. How are those working out?
Which ones?
The little...
Oh, well, yeah, those are fine. And actually, this because I got the cat ear headphones by accident, which are really great. And
by accident?
They're called Accent. Like
I thought you said by accident.
No.
I was like, how'd you get them by accident?
Which,
by accident.
Long story short, there's a while where I wasn't sure they were going to be that great. Because I will say that the cable that came with it, so that you hook up to most stuff, I guess wasn't that like that high grade as it could have been. The headphones themselves are pretty high grade. So what I ended up having to do, based on some advice I got from a Facebook friend of mine, she told me to get a new cable. Now they sound divine. Like, even the external, like, cheaper, quote-unquote, speakers, they sound great. And inside, they sound terrific. It's one of the best headphones I've ever heard anything through. And with the added novelty of they look like cat ears. So, yeah, sometimes your mileage may vary depending on how much you're willing to work for some stuff. But, again, there was always the risk that they were going to send you something that was shit. And there was very little I can do about that. Because if they didn't have money to devote to getting me a good product, what are the chances they have money to give me back my money? So, yeah, there's a buyer beware when you get involved with Kickstarter.
I've only done one Kickstarter in the entire time I've seen Kickstarters. And that was for the Reading Rainbow app.
Reading Rainbow.
But they made they superseded their goal in 24 hours.
Wow.
They were hoping for 1 million. They got 2 million in 24 hours. And they ended up with 8.
Wow.
Nice.
That's awesome.
That was a while ago, though.
The only one that I really, you know, felt like it would actually...
Now that I think about it, that was like...
That was like 2014, I think.
Yeah, 2014
Christmas
summer.
December of 2014, I recall.
So, nice. Like, I wonder if that's due out. Like, I didn't put money down on that one just because...
I did. I thought that forgot. I love Reading Rainbow.
So, anyway, I guess back to the topic.
Anyway, back to the topic.
So, delays. Like, I've already expressed that delays don't bother me. Other opinions?
It's funny that you mentioned Assassin's Creed. I think... I'm not 100%, but I think Ubisoft announced that they're going to take a year off, at least, for the next Assassin's Creed.
Has that been true, though? Because I feel like Assassin's Creed game came out just end of last year.
It did. Well, I know, but, like, from now, like, they're not going to release one at the end of this year, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
I'm not 100% on that.
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
But I think they're catching on to people are getting fatigued by the having to buy, like... Fans of the series don't want to have to buy a new one every single year. Like, at first it might have been, oh, sweet, new one already. But now it's like, really?
I always felt like that was a poor strategy for a game like Assassin's Creed anyway. Because I think a lot of people, what people really love about that game is kind of like the story behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you had to deal with, there's a game coming out every year, makes you wonder if the story's ever going to find a conclusion.
Yeah. No.
So
the game really tanked, like really dropped off once they started doing yearly titles.
Mm-hmm.
I think between 3 and 4, first year that they made it a yearly title, and it really suffered. But, I don't know.
So does delays and waiting bother you as much, though?
No. Well, it depends on what it is. Mm-hmm. And, what we were saying about Star Wars, it depends on how far out it is.
Yeah, proximity.
Like, I don't have an issue if they're like, we're about to release this, and it's crap. We need a couple more months. I totally get that. I'd rather a company actually come out and say, hey, we were going to release this, but we had so much feedback that we need to spend a couple more months working on it. That's fine. And that can go for movies or games, I don't care. But when you just, like, you keep doing that... And then it gets to the point where you're just like, I don't care anymore about what you do with this project. And you can go, you know, take your game or movie and stick it up where the sun don't shine, you know.
A good example of someone who didn't delay when they should have is Bungie with Destiny. There's a lot of stories about, a lot of horror stories about how plagued their development was by restarts, like scrapping the story, scrapping mechanics and stuff like that. And then they should have delayed, but they had deadlines to meet from Activision, so they had to push out a half-finished game.
You're right, because there's a lot that was being said when once the Taken King came out, which is on what was like a full year after the original game came out.
Yeah,
like it was only then that the game felt like it was a finished product.
Yeah, Taken King was a lot of what the Taken King was stuff that was in the original content that got cut.
So, would you think Destiny would have benefited for waiting the extra year?
Right. Well, I don't know. It's kind of a fine line, because if you wait too long, then buzz and hype dies down, and then your product's going to suffer for that from a business standpoint.
Let me tell you a name of a game that had way too much time on its hands before it came out.
Oh. I already know what you're talking about.
You already know what you're talking about. I think almost everyone in the gaming community knows exactly what that is. No?
I'm not really in the gaming community,
okay. So... Remember? Kelsey's a straight man.
I really don't know what you guys are talking about. Can you please put it in layman's terms?
Be clear, Will.
Be clear.
Okay, Theater of the Mind.
Where was I going with this? I have no
idea. Duke Nukem. Good lord.
Duke Nukem Forever.
Oh. Okay, have you heard of the game Duke Nukem?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Duke Nukem Forever.
Duke Nukem 2 was great.
It was old school. It originally started as an old school side scroller for DOS. It was like a little guy hopping around, really... like Commander Keen in type situation, you know, ish.
He was like a futuristic macho man, bounty hunter, muscular, shoot him up.
Video game Ron Perlman.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Video game Ron.
More Perlman. Muscular though.
More muscular and very blonde with a flat top, you know.
Wait, is Ron Perlman pretty muscular, isn't he though?
Well, I say that because I'm pretty sure Ron Perlman voices Duke Nukem.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't?
No. What? I don't know. It has the same guy who's voicing.
He's looking it up now.
Yeah, but he like really jumped out when Duke Nukem 95 came out, or Duke Nukem 3D, I think it was called.
I only ever got to.
Yeah.
Basically, it's like, so the game is really all about machismo and like destroying aliens with like big guns. He's like if the Terminator was self-aware all the time and like knew of movie cliches.
John St. John, that's his name.
Oh wow, I was so wrong.
Yeah, John St. John is the voice of Duke Nukem. But yeah, he's basically like, you know, huge ladies man, drinking beer, blowing up aliens, and wearing sunglasses, and totally one-liner guy.
Interesting. He's an action movie.
Yeah, action movie, one-liner guy, basically.
Interesting.
Yeah, but...
And it was a fun ride for a while.
Well, it was a fun ride
for
a while.
What was the time period between 2 and Forever?
Forever?
No, I mean Duke Nukem.
It's like 10 years.
No, God, no. Duke Nukem Forever came out what? 2012, 2013.
Yeah,
that game has been in development since 96.
Holy
crap!
Yeah,
that is a long time.
They made other games to try to like be like yeah, whatever. But the true sequel to Duke Nukem 3D /95 was supposed to be Duke Nukem Forever. And as its name was, well, it did take forever for them to actually make it.
There's a lot of background business to what
Duke
why
Nukem,
that was.
A lot of.
Duke Nukem 2 came out in 1993.
Okay, Duke Nukem 3D came out
64 when? Came out in 98.
That's the 64, but when did 3D come out for PC? Because it was a PC game originally. Duke Nukem 3D.
Oh, 1996.
1996. So from 1999, so basically they were thinking about making a sequel around 96-ish. So 1998 probably is when they were going into development with that. And it didn't come out until 2012 by 11. Gearbox. 2011?
Yeah,
was it 11?
By yeah. 2K and Gearbox.
Yeah. Gearbox finally took it over from the company that
Which
kept
fumbling.
Which
is so sad because Gearbox does everything so well except for that.
That, well, you can only do so much.
Well, they're just like, also, you're taking a concept from 1996 and releasing in 2011.
Yeah. As you could tell, it didn't translate very well.
And I mean, that could be a whole case study in and of itself, why it didn't do well.
That's where the term vaporware came from. It was because of Duke Nukem Forever. You say you're going to make a product, and you just keep extending it, and people are like, oh, where's this thing going?
And it switched hands.
Half-Life 3.
Yeah, it's only Half-Life 3.
It kept switching hands, going to different companies, different developers, people buying it up, people saying they're going to do it, people said they're not going to do it. And it was like
horrible.
That for...
horrible.
The Halo movie.
Yeah.
Speaking of, okay, if we're going to talk about video game movies, this has to come up because it's about to come out soon.
Well, I think we're going to have to hold it enough on that because there's still one other topic we're trying to get to. Actually, okay. There's two. I don't know how we're going to have time for both of them.
All right, well, might as well go ahead and just jump right into it then. Don't listen to me.
Okay. So, I think we talked about delays enough.
Yeah, I think so.
By the way.
Yeah, I was looking at my phone. That's why I know we have even less time. So
try again.
I'm trying to say which one I want to talk about. Maybe one of them can wait till next week.
Anybody. Just do
Super
it.
Bowl. Super Bowl, everybody.
Super Bowl. For all of our sports ball fan nerds out there.
I don't really care about who's playing because my team's not playing. But, you know, whatevs. I'm going to make some bacon bowls with baked beans inside them for the Super Bowl.
So we got the Denver Horses and the Carolina Kitties, right?
Panthers. I hope they win.
Black Cats.
I just despise Denver, but it's been like since the mid-90s, I think, since the AFC West has won a Super Bowl, so I'm going to have to go for Denver.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
It's been a little...
AFC West is the longest dry spell, I think,
My conference. Since my aunt, uncle, and my grandparents moved to Colorado Springs, they become Broncos fans. And
bandwagon.
Yes, bandwagon.
You should
fans.
See the look on Kelsey's face as she's describing this.
This every pure disgust.
Every time they talk about the Broncos, I'm like, you gross. And I just walk away from that.
Ew.
Yeah. It's awful. I'm just like how could you?
You want to talk about what team having a horrible year? My team sucked this year.
Which was?
49ers.
Oh, yeah! I'm so glad they failed. I hate them!
Jesus!
Wow.
Dude, I'm a Cardinals fan. Wow. I'm not going to like somebody who's in my same division.
Wow.
Just like I don't like the Seahawks.
Wow.
The Rams are usually pathetic, so I'm like, okay, whatever.
Now they're the LA Rams.
Did I ever tell you about my story about the Seahawks?
No.
I went to a trip to Seattle in October of 2014.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, cool story, bro. Okay, so apparently they had while I was there, I was going on a ferry. I forget which ferry it was, but there was train tracks next to it. There must have been a game actually being played there at home stadium because when the train was going by towards the city, they basically I could see all of it was just Jersey peeps. Go to see their Seattle Seahawks. So I go, I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. So I watch that go by, and I walk over and, you know, go on the ferry, you know, do whatever I want on the ferry, come back. By the time I came back, the game was over, so then the train coming back had the same people. Apparently, they lost that game. That was the saddest look of faces on that train I've ever seen in my life. I was like, wow. Because when they were going there, they were happy, and you could see people.
Yeah.
You could see that. I was that close to the train. It's really weird, but... And then, of course, on the way back, they were just all sitting down just like this.
Like someone pissing their cheerios
that
morning.
Yeah, pretty much. And I looked it up. They lost that game. That's why they looked like that at their home stadium, which was really interesting. But I thought I'd share that story just because you mentioned the Seahawks, and I remember that.
I'm kind of with you, Kelsey. Cardinals lost, and I was like a little downer. But I like Carolina Panthers, and here's a superficial reason.
They were whooped by the Panthers. What the heck?
Yeah. Here's a superficial reason why I'm cheering for the Panthers.
Okay.
Because the year that I got second place in my fantasy football league, the Panthers are my primary defensive team.
That's why I don't like fantasy football.
My loyalty to them is just based on that.
Is fantasy football right now.
I think that the Panthers are going to win. I think that a Panther would win in an actual fight against a Bronco.
Is that how the side bets now? They put a Bronco and a Jaguar in the same Panther in the same like corral and just go whoever wins is gonna win. That's
how they rig the games.
I guess
is Michael Vick in charge of these? It's
easier to use that method of like.
I'm thinking a couple
NFL.
Super Bowls ago when the Niners and the Ravens go out, just see a big like old timer miner going like a whole bunch of Ravens pecking at him and he dies because he lost that one. What would a Green Bay Packer look like? A guy that's just moving FedEx boxes and stuff?
Hey, those guys are resilient.
Resilient. With cheese on their heads. Yeah, they have to have cheese on their heads. Or they're working in a cheese factory boxing cheese and be like, hello? And then the Patriots will come in, you know, they're just like... That's unfair. They have guns.
You brought a gun to a football fight.
A football fight. I wouldn't want to go against the Buccaneers then, because that would just be a bad day. Unless you're the Dolphins, you might have a chance.
They call him Flipper.
Well, and for the Buccaneer versus Dolphin, it would probably be a lone Buccaneer swimming in the ocean. Come here!
You're in my world now.
It's like jump over and back, and he's like having his sword trying to swing in the air.
This is a video game. Someone's got to
do this now. It's amazing.
So I want the Panthers to win too.
Just,
but I will say that there is like a story mode element to it if the Broncos win, because like, isn't there a chance that that Manning will retire after this
year?
There
is a chance,
and it would be kind of nice if he like wins and then retires. That's like,
that's good for him.
That's like a good like Emmy movie or like an Oscar winning movie. We'll have him at 3 or 4 years.
It's going to be a good game, and it kind of upsets me that there's a lot of people that I've read that won't watch it because, you know, Arizona didn't go, or the Patriots didn't go.
Their team didn't go.
So I'm not going to watch Super Bowl. Still watch they it. They will. It's probably 100
million people are going to watch
it. I know. It's going to be an amazing game because I think these two teams are, you know.
I'm just going to watch the commercials. Just interspersed with
Super Bowl 50 commercials.
Who put this football game in the middle of my commercials?
That's probably the only time you care that
the
you
last
really
few
watch.
Years they've had really shitty commercials.
Oh,
like
man.
The one last
no,
year.
No, no. Have you seen the Christopher Walken one?
No.
The Liam Neeson one?
Oh, God.
No, but you
is
remember
that
the there's
one,
like.
The class, or like for a mobile game or something like
no,
that?
No. The Christopher Walken one is like Liam this Neeson guy's going in to get some socks, go into the walk in closet. So he walks in the walk in closet, and guess who's sitting there? Hey! You're looking for these socks. But it's for a car commercial, which is weird.
Yeah,
but it's
exactly.
Still funny. I watched that and I was like, wow.
But there's one depressing one about like some child dying
yeah.
from
oh, yeah, like
TV
the TV
falling
over.
On it. Yeah. It's like, are you kidding me? Why would you like do that?
But I can't be happy because I'm dead. That was such a dumb.
That sounds like a Scott Pilgrim thing.
It was an awful commercial.
That was a very poor attempt at dark humor, and I don't think it translated.
I don't think it was an attempt at humor. I think it was
just sad.
Just they'll remember this.
They'll remember.
Yeah,
the TV.
I do. I'm traumatized
it's like
by
a
thing.
Final Destination moment. That's
oh,
pretty
God,
nasty.
No, I can't watch those movies.
Yeah, this is horrible.
I don't chase pigeons anymore because of it.
No, you don't chase anything
chasing
that has
pigeons.
Wings because, you know, you just remind yourself of what happens to Zelda, you know, and Link to, you know.
Chasing pigeons.
Zelda,
that's a good album
you know,
title.
Bad days. You'd be chasing pigeons or something, or and then all of a sudden the pigeon will just stop and look at you, and then all of a sudden you just have demon pigeons coming at you and trying to kill you.
I just think
much like the Ravens.
Pretty much like the Ravens with the 49ers. That was sad. It goes back to those Raven birds.
Speaking of dying and regretting it, we saw Scott Pilgrim the other day.
We did. It was amazing.
It was amazing. We got posters.
Except for the person who wore a hat in front of me and said he would take it off, but then he didn't. So
you're an ass.
You're
what
a
jerk.
Yeah.
You're an ass hat, Mr. Hatman.
Supposedly he claimed he was the artist who drew the posters, but I'm not sure I really believe him.
But the posters are really cool.
They are.
I forgot to post a picture of them.
Yeah,
you should.
I haven't done that yet.
They are amazing.
I need to do
it. It made my night.
Yeah, Eddie did a little dance too because he was super excited. It was funny.
It should have gotten poster.
That should have been posted and like gift.
Yeah, of Eddie dancing
really fast and stuff, so it just looked like you're
just. It was awesome.
That movie makes me so happy. Like I think it's thanks to that movie I survived.
It was
seen
actually
that movie once in its entirety.
I've never seen it in theater. And it was
didn't you go with me last time? What do you mean you never seen it in theater?
No.
I thought you went with me last time.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But well, maybe. I don't know. I can't remember. But anyways, this crowd was actually pretty interesting because they actually laughed and stuff. Like, it was really cool. I liked it.
Oh, okay. I'm telling you, once FRG has enough money, or I want to sponsor like a night where Scott Pilgrim happens and do it like Rocky Horror.
That would be pretty cool.
I would totally. I will make that happen too. So
and I think it
mark
has a
words.
Good fan base to actually do it. Because like I said, the crowd that actually went was pretty entertaining. Like they laughed at major points and stuff. Where usually in a theater you might get a few chuckles. But like no, it was actually like
there's a good amount of people
whole
too.
Audience was like laughing and enjoying themselves. Yeah.
It wasn't
really
a
cool.
scarce crowd. There was like,
no, it was pretty packed.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reminds me when I went and saw The Last Unicorn with my brother last year.
Oh, that's such a sad movie.
I don't know that movie.
You should watch it. It's pretty.
It's a really good movie.
But if it's
the
sad,
last part of the movie, though, is
it's like melancholy.
Yeah. I mean, it has a happy ending-ish.
Yeah.
Ish.
It's a bittersweet.
Bittersweet.
Very bittersweet ending.
Well, a bittersweet symphony ending or a happy ending-ish.
Bittersweet symphony.
Does it not end? Can we,
speaking of bittersweet, it reminds me of Bittersweet Symphony, the song.
I love that song.
And I need to see, what are the chances that another Super Bowl team will have that as their entrance song again? Because I feel like that happens all the time. Like almost once a year, like there's some football team in the Super Bowl plays that song as if that's a good song to come into. Like, really? No!
I didn't realize that, but
it's happened like at least twice.
The last time I did yoga, that song came on, like at LA Fitness.
Did you get like completely pumped up?
Well, it was like towards the end of it. I was like, yes, I love this song.
It's like, oh my god.
I know it's a sad song, but I still love it.
It's just, it's not meant for that. That is an abuse of that song.
I'm okay with it. I really do love that song.
Oh no! Oh no!
Someone's calling you during a podcast.
That's not good at all.
What?
It's my mom. I'm gonna have to pick her up at the airport in 20 minutes, and she's already calling. Everyone, want to sign off for me? Hello.
That was Eddie.
So that was Eddie Red Baron. Everybody signing off, and this is Kage Palazzo.
Lady Adrian.
Ross.
All right, Ross. And we'll see you next time on Front Row Geeks.
As Heffley would say, thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching. He's not here. He's in Kansas. You bastard!
This has been a presentation of Front Row Geeks. Adios.